Well, praise the Lord again. Last week, we continued our series, Saved From What? And so last week's message was Saved From the Devil.
Amen.
And I told you about how the devil can affect you physically, how he wants the body, he attacks the body. And I tell you what, he got me last week. I think he was mad about some of the things I was saying about him, which were true. He hates truth. It's that's up to the Lord. A couple of times I wished I was away from here, though. You get sick enough. I mean, you'd be amazed at how you know. So I went to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with the flu. Yes, I got the flu shot. With pneumonia in my right lung. Yes, I got the pneumonia shot. With sinusitis. And I was running a fever before I got out of the doctor's office. And so the doctor said, I don't understand how this pneumonia thing happened. You got the flu shot. Well, I got an idea what happened. I believe that my body came under attack because of probably last week's message. And there were a bunch of other things leading up to that brought this on. And but this morning I was sitting in my little room, and I said, you know, Lord, I'll do it all over again. I would do it all over again if you told me to. I understand what it is, what they say, when they say that Jesus was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. I got a good dose of that. I understand what it is to be driven, because most of the times I'm scared to death to go to some of these places he sends me. But I go anyway. You know, I go anyway. I'll go in trembling. My first time in jail, my knees was knocking together, and I was trying to act tough. God said, they had you located the day you walked in. Took me a while to get used to that. This young man here, my son, is here with us today. I'll tell you a little bit about this young man. My son was born in 1985. That'd be the same year that I was called into the ministry. And so what he had to deal with growing up was a preacher father. Well, I'm not the typical preacher father. I'm just as crazy as I can be, as y'all probably know by now. Forget the tradition, though. I'm traditional, but I'm non-traditional at the same time. I don't mind laughing, having fun, but he grew up, and I taught him as best as I knew, and I hadn't always known it correctly. But I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost is the teacher, and I'm not. And so whatever I get wrong, the Holy Ghost can correct in a person's heart. And so that means that you don't have to have the highest degrees, and you don't have to have the best read life in order to be used by God. And so never let anyone stop you from doing the work of God, because the real teacher, it's not you, but it's the Holy Ghost. And I would be teaching in our living room, in and out of churches, and he would be crawling around on the floor, making noises and squeaking, and was interrupting me, and was making me mad because he wasn't listening to what I was saying. And he just aggravated me. And down there playing cars and men and wars and all of this stuff he was doing. And I wanted to stop his hand, you know, just to get his attention. But that just would have made more. That would have made more noise, see? And one time I got so aggravated, I said, boy, why don't you stop making all that noise? All you're doing is down there making noise because you don't want to be taught. I was so frustrated. But all the while, he was listening. And every time we had our little Bible study, he was doing his thing, but he was listening. And I found out how much he was listening when he came up to me one day with a series of questions. And I'm thinking, where did that come from? And I answered the first one, and I didn't know that they were going to get increasingly more difficult as he asked. And after about the third question, I just say, well, I just don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that. I never did get back to him on it because I couldn't find the answer. And so he's developed from from a little boy crawling on the floor to a young man. Came up playing video games in his room, and he played a lot of video games. But I noticed that sometimes I'd look in and he'd be sitting on his bed reading his Bible. I didn't say you need to cut those games off and read your word. He just would open that word and read it. And I said, yeah, my little boy is growing up. And then one time he corrected me. And I said, uh-oh. That was just the first time. He was in high school the first time. And it's like, shut. What you do when you get corrected, if it's right, you shut your mouth. And you say, thank the Lord, you know. And then as he got older, it didn't get no better. And one time, the Lord started to speak to him, and he was repeating what the Lord was saying. And every time he said it, it would hit me here, and it would hit me there. And he'd come back with something else, and he'd hit me here. And he says something else, and I say, okay, I got it, I got it. You remember that? He didn't realize. I'm like, okay, I got it. So my little boy has become a man. And I might need to stop calling him a little boy anymore, though I enjoy saying this is my little boy in a joking way, but he's become a man. And so I want to introduce this morning, because of my situation last week, the doctor said, I give you 35% chance to preach Sunday. Now, I could probably preach, but I think that it's going to be smart this time to not do it. And we'll pick up Wednesday with our Bible studies, and we'll pick up next week on our Save From What? And I guarantee you it's going to be tearing down. Whatever the Lord decides to do, because he just does that kind of thing. We've got copies of last week's message. You should get you a copy. There are extra copies. I thought I was going to die because of that message, so don't let it. It was a powerful, I listened to it again. It was a powerful, powerful message. And that's nothing but the Lord teaching. And I was sitting there listening going, no wonder I got it. No wonder. No wonder. So I generally don't do this, but I'm going to say everybody in here get a copy of last week's message. All of them will be online. Three of them are there now. And I'm going to fix it up to some kind of a package or something for later that we'll have. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others my son, the man, Leroy Raspberry Jr.